T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
$3 and change at the pump. Cost of living's high, going up.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you to stay informed with all the latest up-to-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. Little Ronnie Dunn, Cost of Living, for our intro. It's appropriate for this segment. You may not have noticed yet, but there are some disturbing trends in the economy lately. Gasoline prices are up 61% since March, steel up 77%, lumber up 91% since January, and there are no indications that any of this is getting better anytime soon. Joining us now is someone who knows a thing or two about growing a business in a turbulent economy, Wichita businessman Wink Hartman. Wink, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you as well for being a longtime supporter, fan, and sponsor of the show. We appreciate your support, my friend.
Well, John, I appreciate it. It's great to be back on your show again.
I want to call you boss just because I used to work for you, but it seems the Biden administration just doesn't understand. I don't know, they don't hire the good economists, or they just hire socialists, but it seems like they're handed an economy that was recovering, and now we're seeing, you know, the April the jobs numbers were bad, rising gas prices, inflation, and a president who wants to raise taxes. They just not get it right now. I mean, or they don't care. It seems to be the two choices.
Well, what's sad is it's a continual misdirection or different messages from the administration. Depending on which program you watch, you know, John, they shoot off in one direction one day, and then all of a sudden they're going a different direction. A good example is that Colonial Pipeline. You know, the Secretary of Energy, who was the two-time governor of Michigan, well, Jennifer, I'll probably butcher her name, but Granholm or whatever her name is, she has zero experience in the energy business, and she came after politics. She came out of Berkeley,
right?
University of California, Berkeley. So I'm not sure what the University of California, Berkeley, has anything to do with energy, but for once, the mixed message was that the safest way to transfer fuel, she said on national television on several channels, is by pipeline. Truck or not rail, but by pipeline.
Right after canceling the Keystone Pipeline.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, day one, the Biden administration signs the magic papers again, as they've been doing. And all of a sudden, about 15, 20,000 workers are out of a job. And we're talking jobs with good salaries and benefits. So, like I said, the administration just has a shotgun approach. And John, my favorite saying today is having no plan is not a plan.
No.
And that's exactly what the Biden administration's doing.
No, you're right. And in addition to gasoline, lumber, and steel prices going up, I just today saw copper's up 35% since January. Used cars, it's an odd one, but that's up 9.4% since March. And oil, something you're familiar with, up 32% since the first of the year. And, you know, the administration's response, like you said, kill the Keystone Pipeline and push the Green New Deal. It just seems so counterintuitive. All of this does.
Well, it's the MO is very socialistic, in my opinion. Let's take a hard look at where we started a little over a year ago. We shut down almost all businesses in all states, be it factories with 5,000 people or be it mom-and-pop stores downtown on Main Street. Everything was closed. So what was the administration's approach after Biden took office? Well, his approach was to continue to kill businesses of all sizes, continue to wear a mask even though it was unnecessary. And then the worst thing that's happened is when we slowly are reopening, the government is sending an additional $300 a week to the people to sit on the couch, and therefore we don't have any labor of any size to go back into the plants or go back down on Main Street and get this economy rolling. So, you know, John, it's nice. 18 states have or are considering doing away with the federal $300 program per week for the unemployment. So hopefully that'll start to turn the corner and help us grow.
Yeah, although we saw today, or I guess it was yesterday, Governor Kelly said she was not going to join them. But this is emblematic or symptomatic, I guess, of the problem with Democrat leadership is they just don't I just don't think they understand. They too many of them have signed the backs of paychecks, and not enough of them have signed the fronts of paychecks. I mean, you look at D.C., 81% of D.C. gas stations are without fuel. And Friday, AAA reported that the national average gas price has now risen to $3.04 a gallon. And their flippant response, like you said, was, you know, who cares, or to push Americans to buy electric cars. It's just that's not... If you don't have a job, you're not buying any car, let alone an electric car. It's just, it's so flippant.
Well, it's ludicrous. I don't know if your listeners know, but 45% of the gasoline that goes into the Northeast, D.C., goes into New Jersey, comes through that Colonial Pipeline. It is up, quote, fully running, but yet you need to understand, the estimate is that fuel runs in that pipeline approximately 2 to 3 miles per hour. Now, that pipeline is 5,500 miles. So, you know, it's simple math. It may be in full operation, but when will it have a full load of gasoline at its end point? 2 or 3 days, 4 days? Time will tell. But it's another Biden mistake.
We're talking with Wichita businessman Wink Hartman, and someone who I think would, well, I wish he was our current lieutenant governor. I think he'd make one heck of a lieutenant governor. Wink, you recently wrote an op-ed in the Wichita Eagle where you outlined a proactive economic development strategy. You talked about advertising Kansas from coast to coast, you know, meeting with CEOs to sell Kansas. Ironically, at the state convention, the Republican state convention, that's what Kristi Noem talked about. I mean, the other night I was watching TV with my wife and we saw an ad, you know, come visit South Dakota. And there's Kristi Noem. Why isn't Laura Kelly or Lieutenant Governor Toland doing just this? How come they're not out there visiting other states trying to recruit businesses to Kansas to grow jobs and grow our economy?
John, you know, that's the million-dollar question. I don't understand it, and as sad as it is, we Kansans are all suffering because of it. Nobody, if you're honest with yourself, is going to walk into Kansas, knock on the door, and say, gee, I've got 5 million jobs, I've got 500 jobs, whatever it may be, and I'm going to move them to Garden City, Topeka, Olathe. Who cares? It's not going to happen. You have to do what they've done. You have to advertise. You have to shake hands. You have to go cold calling, which is knocking on doors. I would bet large sums of money that the present lieutenant governor hasn't called on one individual outside of Kansas to see if they'd be interested in expanding their business in Kansas or either moving a part of their business to Kansas. It's really, really sad. Kansas is suffering because of the lack of leadership.
Well, and the other thing is they have to have a basic understanding of what a small business or even a large or medium-sized business is dealing with, how the economy has affected. And I think that's the biggest thing that we've taken away, how the current administration has handled COVID over the last year. They don't seem to be in touch at all with businesses. It's been such a slipshod way of response. You know, some businesses were open. They closed mom and pop craft shops, but left the craft aisle at Walmart open. They closed small clinics, but they left abortion clinics open. Some of these things were just so illogically managed. I'm curious, let's say the spin back the clock. Chris Kobach is governor. You're lieutenant governor. How do you think the Kobach-Hartman administration handles this? How do you think you guys respond?
Well, the very first thing that is most obvious amongst the many things is the COVID response. Governor Kelly seemed to watch CNN or I don't know what television program, and when something was happening in Missouri especially or other states that are Democratic, 3 or 4 days later, all of a sudden, she would come out with the same idea or concept as far as COVID-19. The early several months of the distribution, I think, John, you and I can agree, was abysmal. It was very poorly organized and accomplished very little over the short term when she should have been very, very aggressive and was not. But, John, you know, there's other problems here which she's buried with. Look at the Kansas Highway Patrol fiasco and all the lawsuits and all the finger pointing there. There's obviously upheaval at that department. Look at the biggest problem we have is the Department of Labor. Her idea of fixing the multiple problems there was just rotating a new Secretary of Labor in and out, in and out, and in and out. And at the same time, the fraudulent accounts for unemployment were in the tens and 20s and 30 millions of dollars. So she was around a campfire and had no clue how to put it out.
Yeah, clearly. And I think that's been the biggest thing. I'm curious. You've been around politics for quite a while now. A lot of people are speculating she may not run. I'm just curious. Do you think she'll stay at the top of the ticket? I hope she does. I think if she does, there's no way she wins. You care to speculate?
Well, I'll throw the dart, knowing that it is pure speculation. There's two scenarios here. She could magically get an appointment with the Biden administration sometime this fall and remove herself and let the lieutenant governor come in. Hopefully he could grab the reins as far as they are concerned and make headway to get elected as governor. I do not believe that approach, if it is taken, will work. Governor Kelly has misstepped multiple times, and I know for sure the people I talk to, everybody's very, very aware. I don't think she's reelectable. I don't think she has the knowledge to continue to run the state. And if she does, I think we're going to find ourselves in bigger and bigger trouble.
I agree all around. One more question I have to ask. We've got two guys already running with Dr. Collier and Attorney General Schmidt. A lot of speculation, a lot of people wondering, are you going to run for governor? I wish you were already in the office on the second floor. Any chance you're going to run for governor?
Well, I'm glad this is on radio so you can see me smiling. I appreciate the kind thought and the kind words, and to be quite honest about it, I really don't know. There's a lot of opportunity out there. There's a lot of avenues that are becoming available to me. But my role in Kansas has always been and always wanted to be, I just want an opportunity to serve the people of Kansas as far as creating jobs, creating businesses, helping with the electric rate, 7.5% on food. There are so many things that need to be approached in our state, and I would like to be a part of that. I just haven't decided if and when or how I would do that.
Well, you know, boss, if there's anything we can do, you know, you have a platform and a friend here. We appreciate you. We appreciate your dedication and the jobs that you bring to our state and, of course, down here to Wichita. We shared that Eagle op-ed on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. If folks also want to follow you, they can follow you on Twitter at WinkHartmanKS, correct?
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you for the plug.
Of course. All right. We appreciate you again. Thank you, boss.
Okay. God bless.
We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. We told you to call. Now's your chance. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.